1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of Elohim: every spirit that confesseth that Yeshua the Messiah has come in the flesh is from Elohim. And every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua the Messiah has come in the flesh is not from Elohim. And this is that spirit of anti-Messiah, of which you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. You are of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world hears them. We are of Elohim. He who knows Elohim hears us; he who is not of Elohim does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from Elohim, and everyone who loves is born of Elohim and knows Elohim. He who does not love does not know Elohim, for Elohim is love. In this the love of Elohim was manifested towards us, because Elohim sent his only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved Elohim, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Elohim so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen Elohim at any time. If we love one another, Elohim dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever shall confess that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim dwells in him, and he in Elohim. And we have known and believed the love that Elohim has to us. Elohim is love, and he who dwells in love dwells in Elohim, and Elohim in him. In this our love is made perfect, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man says, "I love Elohim," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love Elohim, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him: he who loves Elohim, love his brother also.